This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The respiratory virus outlook continues to improve in Colorado. Emergency room and clinical visits for flu-like illnesses are still above normal and above last year's numbers, but cases have dropped considerably over the last month. COVID-19 cases have declined for six straight weeks. However, the XBB variant has been detected in Colorado. Public health experts consider it the most transmissible strain yet. Colorado's top agency for responses to natural disasters needs a new leadership model, according to the results of a new state audit. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Employees at the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management reported poor communication from leaders and dysfunction that caused confusion among lower-ranking staff. The audit recommends a reshuffling of top brass and more defined roles to help improve morale. It comes on the heels of a suspension last year of a top manager for the state's COVID-19 response after he berated several staffers. In a statement, the agency's director said recommended changes will be made and the review will help improve the state's responses to future disasters. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Archdiocese of Denver celebrated the life of Pope Benedict XVI yesterday. Archbishop Samuel Aquila led a requiem mass at the Cathedral Basilica of Immaculate Conception. He says the former pope should be remembered as a great writer and theologian.
He could help people understand finer points of theology. And he was always a very peaceful, gentle human being.
You are listening to CPR News.